In general, my primary job duties as occupation therapist are to provide treatment and training to children whom have some issues in areas such as gross motor, fine motor, attention, sensory processing, handwriting, and some specific learning difficulties.
So what sort of specific problems do young children have who have autism?
In general, children with autism have issues to socialize with other people. It seems like they are living in their own world, isolate themselves with others. They have developmental delay in gross motor and fine motor skills, which can influence their coordination, balance, and handwriting. Some of the children would also have sensory processing problems. For example, they have tactile defensiveness problems. They are defensive to wear socks, underwear, certain kinds of clothing. Sometimes they are even defensive to being touched, taking shower, washing hair, doing haircut and nail cut. So my job is to help them to improve their gross motor and fine motor skills and become more receptive to those aversive sensory stimulations, so that they can live their lives as normal as the other children.
And in what sort of ways do you help them here?
We understand that raising a child with autism in a family is not an easy task, especially for those families living underprivileged. They are desperately looking for some services for helping their children, as we know that there's always a long waiting list for the government services. They may need to wait for a few years before they can receive services. In that case, their children are likely to likely miss so-called the golden period for training and therapy, which is around age 3 to 6. We don't want this to happen, so we want to take the initiative and provide the children with timely therapy, relieving the stress on the parents while they're waiting. We are actually quite happy to hear that some parents report that their children make some good progress after receiving services at Rainbow, making good differences to their lives.
So you're making quite a big difference to not just the children, but to the parents as well.
Yes, definitely, yeah.
Now, what will you do with the money from Operation Santa Claus?
We are actually very happy to receive the funding from Operation Santa Claus. We would like to use the funding that we acquired to help more children with autism, especially those who live underprivileged, earning low-income families. It is quite difficult for these families to support their own living and to afford for the therapy services at the market cost at the same time. So the funding, in a way, can really relieve their financial burden.